This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. There is no question that the synergy from Saul and Barnabas teaming up to spread the good news of Jesus Christ resulted in a new wave of outreach still felt in the world today. They were the first official team sent out by the church to take the good news to places never before reached. It was tough going, but together they pressed on and planted many churches in what is now known as Turkey. When they were ready to retrace their steps to see how the churches they planted were doing, an issue arose. Barnabas's cousin Mark had deserted them on the first outreach. Now Barnabas wanted to give him a second chance. Saul, now known as Paul, didn't want to be held back by a deserter. It resulted in such hard feelings that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark with him to Cyprus, his homeland. Paul took Silas, a mature, weathered servant, to be his partner. It's interesting to note that on one of Paul's first stops, he recruited Timothy to join his team. I have a strong sense that Barnabas's decision to take Mark under his wing to train him for further service made an impact on Paul's strategic thinking. Maybe Barnabas had a point. It is wise to reproduce ourselves in others so that greater work can be done by the multiplication of disciples. Later, Paul added others to his team. The words he penned in 2 Timothy 2:2 reflect what I believe he learned from Barnabas. The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.